Some of the topics that we learned about include Rachiv Kani. The Gemara discusses several aspects of acquiring an animal by riding it, including Manig Baraglov, if you can merely ride it, or must spur it on with his feet, causing it to move. And Rachiv Be'ir, if you can perform this kinyan in a city where it's not customary to ride one's animal. Yachal Natka, whether holding part of an object constitutes a proper kinyan Hagbah, if one has the ability to take hold of it completely. Mashuch behema zu v'kani kelim, whether a meshicha on an animal is effective regarding utensils that are on it. Chatzer mahaleches, whether a movable object can affect a kinyan chatzer. Peya, one must leave a section of his field unharvested for poor people to collect. The Gemara discusses whether other people, rich or poor, can acquire the pay on behalf of another poor person. This requires employing migui, a legal strategy that takes into account one's ability to perform certain actions. For a poor person, migui de zachal nafshe, zachal nam l'chavre. Since he can acquire it for himself, he can acquire it for someone else as well. And for a wealthy person, there's a machlekes. Reb Eliezer holds, migui de boi mafke nichze v'hava oni v'chazilei hashanami chazilei. Since he could renounce ownership of all his possessions, thereby becoming a poor person, he's considered eligible to take payah. And so, migui d'zachal nafshe, zachal nam l'chavre. We can then apply the first migui and he can acquire it for another poor person as well. However, the Rabbanan maintain, chad migui amrinan, tri migui lo yamrinan. We cannot employ the reasoning of migui twice, and so a wealthy person cannot acquire payah.